Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Four Things. I'm Amy, and I got my kids in here with me today, and they're actually going to join in on one of the things.
Hello.
That's Tashira.
I'm going back.
That's Stevenson.
I'm going back.
Okay.
Bye. Well,
okay.
Nice to see you.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Okay.
It's nice to meet you.
Who's ever listening?
Tell them to make sure they listen to all four things.
Make sure you listen all four things to me, okay? Have a nice day. Oh, my feet is stuck in. Okay.
Okay, bye,
Thank
buddy.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So I got my kids up here at work with me because that's life. And some people email me and they're like, how do you juggle all the things? And I'm like, I don't. Like, if you were a fly on the wall of my life, you would be like, everything is a hot mess. Like, wow. She's not juggling all the things. But somehow, to some of you, it appears as though I have it all together, which is amazing. But the kids, I had them up here with me, so they did a little thing with me today on gratitude, because I have done that before where I talked about making sure that you express gratitude and blah, blah, blah. But I think you can, you need to, some of you are overthinking it. And you're like, it's just so hard to come up with things. And trust me, I do the same thing. Like, it's overwhelming to, you know, have to jot that stuff down every day or maybe keep a journal or something. But which a four things gratitude journal is something Mary and I have been talking about for a really long time. I probably told you guys about it, but we just want to make sure that it's right and it fits, and then it could be a part of a SPA and support Haiti and a whole thing. But anywho, I thought I'd bring the kids on because we could all approach it from more of a childlike perspective, and that might make it easier. Because some days you might be thankful for something like really simple, and you might be like, oh, this is childish, but who cares? Just, you can still have gratitude for all the things. So I've got them on today. Then I am going to talk to you about my favorite wine delivery company, and it's not a commercial. And I promise you, when you listen to it, you'll be like, okay, yeah, it's definitely not a commercial. But some of you, I get legit questions of like, I'm trying to find healthier things to drink. And this is like the healthiest wine known to man that I found. And it's organic and all the things and no sugar. So it's a club that I joined about a year ago. So I've been doing it for a year. So obviously I like it, but I share with you in the recording and the thing that I have friends that maybe don't like it, but it's my job to tell you about the things. And then I have Hunter back on, our Enneagram expert, at Enneagram Hunter on Instagram. And he's going to be talking about movement with the Enneagram and where you go in times of security. So last week he was talking about where you go in times of stress. And today he's sharing where you go when you're feeling really secure. And then, did y'all know that you're supposed to clean your dishwasher? Because I did not. And so I go over that and we talk about it. And I can't even believe this is a thing. So you need to know about it. If you have a dishwasher in your home, clearly you need to know this as well. And I highly doubt any of you have been cleaning your dishwasher. So we'll talk about that. And then don't forget, at the end of every episode, I always have my email shout out. I really appreciate y'all sending emails. It's super awesome to go through them and just see how we're connecting, see your questions for the Q&A episode that's every Tuesday, and then also just your thoughts and things that you're sharing and cool stories. And when y'all send pictures of stuff, then I don't know, just feel like it's another way for us to get to know each other. So thank you for that, and the email shout out will be at the end of the episode.
First thing, that's right.
I have two guests with me, my son Stevenson, who's 8, and my daughter Stashira, who is 12. Can y'all say hi?
Hi.
Okay. Do you each want to say hi so that people can tell your voices apart? Stevenson, you say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Stashira, now you say hi.
Hi.
Stevenson, you were supposed to let Stashira do it.
Hi.
Okay. So, hi. There you go, babe. So I brought the kids on today to talk about things that we're grateful for and gratitude. Now, I've done a thing in the past on the podcast where I was encouraging y'all just in the theme of the four things to jot down four things that you're grateful for, because Brené Brown says there's no joy without gratitude. And if you're trying to seek that true joy, you need to recognize the things that you're thankful for. And, you know, it helps if you write it down. That way it puts it there and it's in your mind and it's something that you see and you can reflect upon it. Then Stevenson at the end of the school year had a homework assignment where he had a gratitude journal. And so I was like, okay, well, this could be another thing where I think sometimes we don't need to approach it like it's some crazy thing. Like we can approach it like a kid would approach it, like a childlike manner. Like when you're a kid, it's easy to rattle off things that you're thankful for. Like Stevenson, what are some things that you're grateful for?
I think go for my mom and my dad and Stasia. And I thank you for my clothes and the clothes I have and my shoes and socks on. And Kara is very sweet.
So in your gratitude...
I care about her.
Oh, you do? I can tell you care about Kara. Kara's our dog. So in your gratitude journal that you had to turn in for school, you put a couple things about me. So I just want to confirm that you really... Were you just doing it to get a good grade or did you really mean it?
I really mean it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like you said you were grateful for when I smile at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said my mom is nice because she takes care of me.
Yeah.
And then also you put, I admire my mom because she's kind and she talks a lot and she has lots of friends. Wait. Oh, wait. Stashira, what?
I had it too.
Well, get on the microphone. Are you, what? Yeah? So you had a gratitude journal too? Well, I never saw it.
Look at that. I never show you it.
Well, why didn't you show me?
Just because.
Okay. So would
Hello,
you
Mom.
Like to share with us things that you're grateful for?
Okay. I am thankful for my family and her house and a roof and the food. And can I go?
Stevenson, do you have more?
And the technology.
I have more.
What did you just say, Stashira? Technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I always do.
Yeah, that's what you always do. Tablet, TV, your watch. Oh, Stashira just got wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah.
She definitely loves technology. That's a good thing to be thankful for. I'm actually, it's perfect because this podcast is technology. So I'm super thankful for it, too. That's a good one.
And
I want you two to know that I'm very thankful for the both of you. And I'm thankful for Dad, and I'm thankful for Haiti, and I'm thankful for your moms. We pray for your Haiti moms every night, don't we, pretty much, right? So those are things that I'm thankful for.
I think of to eat together and hang out together. And
what about Target? I feel like y'all are both thankful for Target and gum.
Oh, yeah. I think of gum so much. I love gum. Mom, do you love gum?
I do love gum.
Not sweet gum.
You don't like sweet gum? What kind of gum do you? Me or you?
The minty one.
I like the minty one.
I like the minty one, too.
Me, too. You like every kind of gum.
And popcorn, y'all are thankful for popcorn.
Yeah.
I also think y'all are both thankful for ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right, so there you go. This is just a reminder that we can all be thankful for something, and it doesn't have to be the super complicated thing where you sit down, you have to think of like really elaborate things that you're grateful for. It can be really simple things, but you're still expressing gratitude. And Stevenson and Stashira, I feel like you both shared some pretty awesome things. So thank you
too.
For doing that. Yes.
You're welcome so much.
All right. Thank you, Stashira.
Okay. Abby, do you...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Second thing. The next thing we're going to talk about is wine and this wine club that I joined about a year ago. It's called Dry Farms Wine or Dry Farm Wines. This is not a commercial whatsoever. In fact, I'll even say that I personally love it, but I have a friend named Amy that does my lashes. Shout out, Amy, if you're listening. And pretty sure she tried it out and she was like, no, like I'm not going to be a member of this club. She didn't really like it. But I think she has more of... I don't know. She likes more particular types of wine, whereas I'm not as picky. And She said she would have to drink an entire bottle to kind of get like a buzz or whatever, which, you know, that buzz that I'm talking about where you like have a glass of wine and you just feel like you're chill out, you're calmed down, you're relaxed. And I can have like a glass or two and I'm like, okay, this is amazing. But so Amy and I are just a little different on that. So now y'all know, full disclosure, this isn't any sort of like commercial situation, but I do feel like it's something that I do enjoy so much that I want to tell you about it. And you can join and be a member, and then you'll get 6 bottles of wine every month, and it just shows up in the mail. And you can specify if you want to be a white wine person or a red wine person or like mixed. I think they do mixed, so maybe they'll send you 3 red and 3 white. But here's why I like Dry Farm Wines, is because I first learned about it from Dave Asprey, who's the main dude around Bulletproof brand, so Bulletproof Coffee. He's all about, you know, no sugar and really healthy things and biohacking. And I think his quote like regarding this wine is like the ultimate biohacked wine, because somehow it doesn't have any sugar and it's biodynamic, which means it's organic through and through. Sometimes when you're buying quote unquote organic wine, it's just like the grapes that were organic, but biodynamic means the whole process and the whole process has been organic and everything's been taken into consideration from soil to whatever. I mean, I'm not an expert here, but the Dry Farm wines, they're all natural. They're additive free. They're lab tested for purity. They're sugar free and low alcohol. So if you're paleo, keto, neato, whatever you are, like, it's good for you. So sometimes when you're drinking wine and, you know, you're out, you might be getting a lot of unnecessary sugar. But when you buy from this company, which I wish you could just like go buy it somewhere, but you can't that I know of, unless you join the club and then you get a bottle, which I need to be better at this. Like, you get a bottle that you really like and you know that it's a brand or whatever that you enjoyed. You should write it down and see if you can source it somewhere else and order like a case of it or something. That's what I need to do. Because honestly, sometimes my husband and I will open up a bottle and be like, ooh, this one is just not that good. But you're like, oh, well, we have 5 more, you know, to last us the rest of the month. And you kind of work your way through it. And then I'd be cautious of like if you gift these to someone, because then they might be like, oh, this is not very good. But unless it's one that you've tried and you're like, oh, this is amazing. Now I'm really not selling this. I'm actually like making it sound worse. But it's for health focused people. And I know a lot of you listening are wanting healthy options. And I feel like if I'm not telling you about this, then I'm not being your friend, because I think that it's great. Like, I know it's going to be hard to believe based on certain things that I've said in the last couple of minutes, but I would highly recommend this. And I just love that it doesn't have any sugar. And in fact, it's been so long since I've just had random red wine from somewhere that if I go to a restaurant and just order a glass of red wine and I don't even know what's in it, like, it's not biodynamic, it is full of sugar and all other kinds of additives and whatnot, I see it in my face. At least I'm convinced that I have seen it, because I've done it twice recently where I have only been drinking my Dry Farm Wines biodynamic wine at home. That's it. No other wine. And then 2 times that I've been out in public and I've decided not to have tequila and decided to go for like the house wine, I have seen, my face has like, I've gotten these like big bumps on my face. And that's how in tune I am sometimes with what's happening with my body. I am convinced that the bumps on my face showed up because of the questionable wine I was partaking in. So there you have it. That's why I'm a fan of the Dry Farm wines, and I stick to the wine I can control at home, and I drink that and I know it's good for me. And then if I'm out and about and I don't have control, I try to do like a clear tequila or vodka or something like that. So if you're not 21 and you're listening to this little thing, sorry, put this in your back pocket until you turn 21 or if you're hanging out responsibly with your parents. Okay. Here we go. Third thing. Hunter Mobley is back. Enneagram,
I'm
Hunter.
I'm so glad.
Yes. So if you're new to the Enneagram, quickly, it's a personality tool.
Yes. Personality wisdom tool that just tells us how we're broken and how we can become better.
So Hunter's been on multiple times, talked about my number on the Enneagram 3. We broke that one down. We've talked about all the numbers, 1 through 9. You give it a quick
run through.
Yes, we talked about the wounds, and we've covered the wings.
Yes.
Last time you were on, and then something that's interesting to happen with your number is, yeah, you have your wings that you go to, but then you also have numbers that you go to in times of stress.
Yes.
And then also in times of security.
Right.
So I thought today we could focus on stress and then maybe next week focus on security.
That sounds great.
So break down what happens. You can use me or your number as an example or whatever. Just, and then if you don't know your Enneagram number yet, you think the best way is to,
I think the best way is to read a book about it. There's some fantastic ones, Road Back to You, Path Between Us, all sorts of great books, or to hear it in an oral tradition.
Oral tradition, that's what you call it. Yeah. I think I just said spoken.
Yeah, that works.
Oral tradition is better. But there's also tests that people can take.
Totally,
but there's something about hearing someone speak it to you and go through everything that really, for me, resonated in order to help me find my number. So stress, like you have your number, that's your core number.
Yes.
But what's the whole stress situation and why does it cause you to shift to a different number?
So the Enneagram is dynamic. That's one of the things that makes it so interesting. So just kind of backing up, if anybody's seen the Enneagram figure, if y'all Google Enneagram, you see that figure with lines running between all the numbers.
Looks like a hot mess.
It looks like a hot mess. And you wonder, what in the world do all those lines mean? Those lines represent a journey that your core number makes in stress and a journey that your core number makes in security. So those lines are just connecting different numbers that represent those moves that you make in stress and security. So let's talk about what that means. First of all, you don't become a different number. So one of the things to just know from the get-go is you are always going to be your core Enneagram type. You're not going to become your stress number or become your security number. You're going to take a journey from your core number. So I'm a 2. I'm going to take a journey in stress toward 8, which is where 2s go when they're in stress. And I'm going to go to 8 and I'm going to get some extra stuff.
So what's an example of stress? Is it like, do we go to our stress number just because, you know, our day might be stressful, or is it like a traumatic life event?
Yeah. So it's all the above. So we're in stress a lot, you know, I mean, stress just happens.
I packed like a million suitcases and I'm on a long journey.
Totally.
My stress
is stress. So the good news to know is you have to go to your stress number to take care of yourself. Ultimately, that's why we got to know about this, because we're in stress a lot and your stress number has some extra behaviors that you can go get to take care of yourself. But the big news is you can go get unhealthy behaviors from your stress number, or you can get healthy behaviors. And that's a really important distinction. So I'm a 2. We'll just use that as an example. I go to 8 in stress, which means that, you know, 2s are usually kind of nice and kind of helpful and kind of even keel. 8s are, you know, strong and passionate and intense. So that feels like a really different set of numbers. But so if I go get 8 stuff in stress and I go get the unhealthy stuff, that's where I as a 2 will explode. And I'll surprise everybody with anger, and maybe I'll rage, or maybe I'll yell, or I'll just kind of blow up.
I cannot picture you yelling, but okay.
Or I can go get the healthy stuff from 8 in stress, which looks like setting a firm boundary, looks like saying no, looks like self-care, looks like taking up for myself and not just getting dragged into everybody else's agenda. Actually, for 2s, the only way that a 2 can really say no in a relationship is through accessing the healthy side of 8 in stress, because having to say no as a 2 is stressful. 2s want to say yes. And so like for you as a 3, 3s go to 9 in stress. So for you, this is where, you know, if you're in stress, you can go on the unhealthy side and go get kind of the sluggish, inactive, sloth kind of stuff from 9, which is like the veg out, turn off, really go into an interior space where you're kind of just lost in that interior space.
Yeah, totally disappear. Mm-hmm.
Totally disappear.
I haven't been able to do that in a long time, and I kind of miss it
because
now I have
2
kids and like. But I know there was weekends where I would totally unplug because my job is just so like out there that I would, if my husband was in Afghanistan or something, like I could go the entire weekend without seeing another human.
Yeah.
And I was fine with that. But I was like, I don't even know what I was doing.
Yes.
I was not productive. But it also, I'm not saying that's healthy, but it also recharged me in a way.
It's a balance. Exactly. And so that's where, you know, some of that is healthy, going to that nine space in a healthy way. Because,
yeah, but probably not seeing a human for an entire weekend, probably not that healthy.
No, some moments. But you know, if you're going to the healthy side of nine, that's where you can kind of just chill out a little bit. That's where you can kind of turn your goal setting and going forward and agenda making, just ramp that down a little bit. That's where you can feel a little bit more mellow and feel a little bit more both and kind of hold space for ideas that are really different from your own.
It's just, like I'm on Xanax.
It's like you're on a little bit of Xanax. Exactly. So
I'm a three on Xanax.
So I think the most important thing for people to know is the biggest misconception is that when you make a move in stress toward your stress number, because you're in stress, you go get the unhealthy stuff. And the big news flash is that doesn't have to be the case.
Okay.
You can go get the healthy stuff from your stress number to take care of yourself in stress.
Yeah, that's probably the better, just making sure that you're aware.
Yes.
So that's a tool of like knowing your core number,
yes,
knowing where you go in stress and being aware so that way you know what to grab.
Exactly.
And then if you see yourself grabbing the unhealthy, you like,
that's where I think,
do
know,
we have, I mean, can we be that connected to where we're like, okay, stop. I know that this is unhealthy. This is me going this direction. I need to turn and go get the healthy stuff.
Exactly. And that's why you need to know, what does it look like for me to grab the unhealthy stuff? And what does it look like for me to grab the healthy stuff? And the best way that I know to do that is you need to make a friend with somebody that's your stress number. Somebody whose core number is the number you go to in stress.
My husband is a nine.
Yeah.
So he's
your best way to know what does healthy nine stuff look like and what does unhealthy nine stuff look like. And then you can start to recognize when you're picking up some stuff that looks like where he is when he's unhealthy and some stuff that looks like where he is when he's healthy.
Yeah. Okay.
You can recognize that in yourself.
And my sister is also a nine. So I have like two super close people in my life, but that I can go to. So how long should we, if we see ourselves, you know, lingering in stress, or is there any, I know that the Enneagram is a tool in itself, but if you're trying to get back to your core, like, is there any advice or tips that you give to people to kind of, de-stress?
Totally. Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think there's a couple. One, sometimes stress is a season, isn't it? You know, sometimes we don't get out of stress quickly because we are just in a season that most of the time we're not even responsible for, but we're just in it and it's stressful. And when that's the case, you know, you just got to find some good tools, a therapist, good friends, a spiritual director, you know, good tools. But when stress is more of kind of just a daily intervening thing in our lives,
mm-hmm.
I use what therapists talk about as the HALT standard. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? If you are, HALT. And go
hungry,
fix
angry,
lonely, or tired.
Okay.
If you're one of those four things, you need to stop and address that thing before you move forward.
Okay, that's interesting. The whole, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It's used sometimes in just therapeutic conversations.
Right. I mean, I feel like I need it for my kids too, because sometimes they are totally just not themselves.
Right.
And really, they're just like, seriously, it's not one of the letters you just named, but they're thirsty.
Right.
They're dehydrated.
Yes.
Like they need water. It's like I give them water and it's like they're a flower petal blooming. Like the plant just got water and they're a whole
new
life.
Simple.
And
yes.
Really, I was like trying to dissect it, thinking, what is wrong with them? What have I done? I'm a bad mother.
Right.
Like, why are they acting this way? And really they just needed water.
Yeah.
And then the problem got better, but that can fall under like the hungry category.
Yes.
And then that's really, and if we're tired,
mm-hmm.
so it's really not a stress thing. It could be something like,
but
you just
if we
need
don't
to sleep
fix
or eat.
Those things, we'll create a crisis or we'll
create
because
how
a
do you fix being lonely? That's kind of, that's not, I mean, if you're hungry, quick fix, go get something to eat.
Yeah.
If you're lonely.
I know that's a trickier one.
That's tricky. And then if you're angry, you got to deal with that.
Yep.
But the hungry and tired, I guess. But sleeping is a whole nother.
You got to find the time to sleep.
Are there certain numbers that tend to be,
yeah.
Is there a way that numbers factor into how we sleep is what I guess I'm trying to ask. Like, you know, because some people really function great and they 4 hours of sleep, no problem. Like life is great. I'm all good.
That shows up in energy. There's some stuff about energy in the Enneagram. Eights have the most energy, which means that eights sometimes, you know, are able to function with the least amount of sleep. Not always, but some eights are able to do that. Some threes, some sevens.
Because eights are the challengers. If it's recommended they're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep, they're like, oh, no, I don't need it.
Right, right. Nines have the least energy on the Enneagram, you know, which again doesn't always factor into sleep, but it sometimes does. And then fives have a limited amount of energy. So those three numbers have really specific relationships to energy. And sometimes that shows up in sleep patterns. Sometimes not, but sometimes.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So there's our quick little talk on stress.
Let me tell you real quick where each number goes in stress. Your listeners are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So ones go to four, twos go to eight, threes go to nines, fours go to two, fives go to seven, sixes go to three, sevens go to one, eights go to five, and nines go to six. So that's just a real quick tour of, so your listeners will know.
So the first number was the core number, and then where you go is the stress number. So if you know your core number, now you know where to go, and it'll give you more to like read about and dive into if you're new to the Enneagram. And then next week, let's talk security.
Security.
Because it's the opposite
of
stress.
That's another move we make.
Another move that we make. It's like a little,
it's like a labyrinth.
There you go. Okay. So Enneagram Hunter is your Instagram handle.
Yes.
And that's what you are on Facebook too. And Hunter Mobley,
mm-hmm.
that's his name in case you missed it
at
the beginning.
Find me.
But go find him, huntermobley.com.
Yes.
And you're out speaking and doing all kinds of things.
Got different events and just come find me.
And then you post something on Facebook every week.
I do have a weekly Facebook posting where I talk about some 10-minute topic with the Enneagram. So I'd love for you to tune into that.
Perfect. Fourth thing with Amy Brown. I've got my friend Chase here for this thing. And I'm just curious, Chase. I mean, I know you're a guy, so I don't know. Do you do the dishes? I'm totally stereotyping
here. Well, I'm a bachelor, so I mean,
yes.
I don't do them often, but I do have to do them myself.
Well, okay. So if you don't do them, they don't get done.
Yeah.
So dishwasher, have you ever cleaned it?
No. I mean, what's the point in having a dishwasher if you have to clean it?
Exactly.
Like,
that's
what I thought.
It cleans
the things inside of it.
Okay.
Why would you need?
I know, but I was following my friend Lauren Petrowski and Erica Brennis on Instagram, and they were at some event one night where they learned that they're supposed to be cleaning the dishwasher. Like you run it through like a cleaning cycle. And I have never done this in my entire life. And I had no idea. So now I was intrigued. So I did some research and sure enough, people clean their dishwashers and we should be doing it too. And you can do it with vinegar. It's really easy.
Oh, so there's not a cleaning cycle button.
No, it's not like
we
you,
have to clean
yeah,
it.
You, well, you put vinegar in the dishwasher, an empty dishwasher. You're doing this on a completely empty cycle. So you place a cup of white vinegar in a dishwasher safe container on the upper rack of the machine. And so I'm assuming it's facing up and the vinegar's in there. I don't know, because I feel like if you were to dump it over, it would dump everywhere. So this is just, logic here. And then you run the dishwasher through a hot water cycle, and this will wash away any grease and grime and remove musty odors. And I know that some people have dealt with musty odors coming up from their dishwasher, so maybe this will help with that. And then that's an issue I've had with my washing machine before, like for clothes, like a front loader.
Probably wouldn't suggest doing the same thing.
No, actually.
Really?
I looked it up. Funny you say that. We didn't even talk about this before, but you should be cleaning your washing machine once a month. I know. So you can use hot water or the cleaning cycle, but I mean, hot water is just fine. Pour 2 cups of white vinegar into the detergent dispenser. I didn't even know. I guess it's going to seep back in there because I feel like 2 cups would overflow because that's like the full line. I don't know. Just found this on.
This is just a recommendation.
Just found this on the internet. But so I guess pour as much vinegar into that bad boy as you can and run a hot water or cleaning cycle on it. You can also use a commercial washing machine cleaner such as Smelly Washer. That's a thing. But vinegar is more cost effective and just as efficient.
I feel like that's the answer to everything, is vinegar.
Isn't it?
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's what I read.
I saw something, and I've never tried this, but vodka is also a cleaner. No, yeah. I read that people that didn't want to wash their clothes or they didn't have time or, I don't know, they would put vodka in a spray bottle. And like, say your jeans kind of had an odor to them, which I have talked about putting jeans on this podcast before in a freezer or the oven. Two ways you can, like,
I think I heard that. Yeah.
Bacteria. I guess if you don't want to wash your jeans, you can spray vodka on your clothes and it'll get the wrinkles out and the odor. And it doesn't smell like alcohol. Because I was like, oh, that would be really bad if you sprayed your clothes down and then you were driving and you got pulled over and they were like, ma'am. And you're like,
no, step out of the car.
I haven't had anything to drink. I just didn't want to wash my clothes.
But who wants to waste vodka on?
Well, no, it actually is. You could buy cheap vodka, and it's a cheaper way to do it than, I mean, the freezer's sort of free. Listen.
You could bake it.
I don't know. Maybe it was also a way to get stains out, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
We're just like winging it here. But really, the whole point of this thing was to talk about cleaning your dishwasher, because literally, I'm 38 years old and never cleaned my dishwasher. And now I know. And I'm going to go home, and I'm going to put the cup of white vinegar in the top rack, and I'm going to do it. Because I feel like...
We're all going to be better for this segment.
We're all going to be better for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode. I got my email shout out here today from Jennifer. And I guess, you know, she had listened to last week's episode and then sent this. Hey, Amy, love the podcast and just wanted to send a quick note today about the episode. Science of Happiness. I love that you touched on this. There's a book by Sean Aker... maybe I think that's how you say his name, called The Happiness Advantage, and it's all about the science of happiness. He's a positive psychology researcher from Harvard and has all sorts of strategies about choosing happiness every day. Second thing I wanted to touch on was eating whole foods and shopping the perimeter. I also do this myself. Another tip to make this easier that I found is now I order all of my aisle food from Amazon or Thrive Market or Brandless online so that they're shipped to my house, and then when I go to the grocery store, I only have to shop the perimeter because I get everything else delivered to me. It's been a great way to save time at the grocery store and encourages my whole foods eating habit. Hope you have a great day. So I just thought that was two really amazing tips, like a book you could check out, and then also a tip for if you're really struggling with some of the processed foods, like you're like, ugh, when you go down the aisle, you're like, I can't avoid it. Well, this is a way to avoid it. If you've got to get anything on the inside, have it sent to your house, and then when you go to the store, shop the perimeter. So Jennifer, thank you for emailing and thanks for listening. And something I'm going to tell you guys about, which we haven't really told many people about at all. I do Espoir Lives. Just a heads up, on Friday night, I run the Shop Espoir Instagram account. And every once in a while on Friday nights, Mary and I will do what we call a Friday Night Live, where we go on our Instagram and we do a live and we talk to you for an hour and we'll interact with you and take calls. Well, I mean, like face-to-face, however you call it. I don't really know the lingo, but, you know, we connect with you and then, boom, you pop up on the screen and then we're talking and having a good time. So we disclosed this last Friday night that we're doing a Four Things Patriotic shirt because so many people loved all the Pimp and Joy, the red, white, and blue stuff that we did for Scotty West to build him a house through Building Homes for Heroes, and that was all amazing. And you're like, oh, okay, y'all are really feeling the patriotic stuff. So we thought, okay, the animal rescue place we were working with in Nashville for the Dog Mom line, Proverbs 12:10, I mentioned last week, had to rescue 21 dogs. And they're in need of foster families for these pets. They're in need for money because of surgeries and different things that they've had to do with the dogs. So while our Four Things, everything normally falls under Espoir, which is for Haiti, we are making an exception here and doing this little Four Things patriotic line for these dogs, which they're calling on Instagram. You can search the hashtag Texas21, and it's the 21 dogs from Texas that were rescued. So shout out to Proverbs 12:10 for all the work that they do. And if y'all want to check out these shirts, I'm pretty sure they're up at theshopforward.com. So Mary doesn't even know that I'm telling you all this right now because, again, she just put them up there. We haven't really talked about it because we're not trying to be, like, pushy with anything, but we also want to give you all a heads up on cute stuff because Mary and I, when we came up with it and designed it, we were like, this is so cute. Can't wait to wear it. It's exactly how we felt about some of the Pimpin' Joy, well, all of the Pimpin' Joy patriotic stuff. But this is just a little something different. You could wear it 4th of July. You could wear it any time of the year, especially if you're into dogs and you want to support. But it says Stars, Stripes, Freedom, and America. Those are the four things. So it's a four things tee, Stars, Stripes, Freedom, America. And it's like a blue ombre from dark blue to light blue. And then America is in red. Boom. Picture it. Yeah. So it's very cute. And yeah, if you want to check it out, check it out. If not, totally get it. It's fine, but I feel like I just want to share with y'all cute things that are up there supporting various causes that you might care about. So hope y'all are having a great week. Hope you have an amazing upcoming weekend. And don't forget, we'll be back on Tuesday with another Q&A episode. So send your questions to 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And then, oh, Amazon stuff. I feel like I still get questions on how to find my Amazon favorites page. And if you just go to radioamy.com, that's where you can find Amazon stuff. You can find the link to the Shop Ford for Pimpin' Joy and a spa and all the things, links to the Bobby Bone Show stuff. So radioamy.com. I feel like that's easy to remember. And that's my Instagram handle too, in case you're randomly listening to this right now and you don't know that, which I feel like if you're listening, you probably do, but hey, maybe not. Okay. Thank you, Walker Hayes, for the theme song and to Mike D for putting this up on the line so that y'all can listen to it wherever you're listening to podcasts. Okay, goodbye. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.